This is The Daily Creative. November 29th, victimhood. When you hear the word ego, it conjures up images of bombastic managers charging into the room, barking orders and expecting everyone to bend to and service their every whim. This is certainly one form of ego, and it can be destructive, for sure, no question. It sounds something like this. Oh, you don't like my idea? Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to sit over here in the corner, silent, until you recognize how incredible I am. Playing the victim is a form of ego because it means you're putting your ego ahead of your productive passion. Maybe you feel slighted in some way, so you decide that you're going to disengage until you feel that you're being recognized in the way you deserve. The problem is when you play the victim, you essentially abdicate your contribution. You withdraw from the conversation and forfeit your body of work. The price is high. Don't allow your bruised ego to cause you to forfeit your body of work. Refuse to play the victim. Be present. Pursue your productive passion. Here's today's question. Is there any area of your life or creating where you're playing the victim? Are you in any way withholding your contribution because you feel underappreciated?